حزن سلام عشر الصلاة والسلام. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، قد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واصبر نفسك مع الذين يدعون ربهم بالغداة والعشي يريدون وجهه ولا تعد عيناك عنهم تريد زينة الحياة الدنيا ولا تطع من أغفلنا قلبه عن ذكرنا واتبع هواه وكان أمره فرطا. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: ليس الغنى غنى العرض ولكن الغنى غنى النفس، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected brothers, respected elders, I begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most merciful, the most compassionate. May he, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, send the blessing of mercy upon our final messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his family, and all those who follow him until the day of judgment. As being the Yawm al-Jumu'ah, the Friday, we are told to, we hear many virtues and advice by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam to recite Surah Kahf, a very important surah, Surah Kahf, which is in the 15th juz, in the middle 15th and end of 15th juz, beginning of 16th juz. And we are advised, you know, by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that person who recites even the first 10 ayats, if he's not able to recite the full Quran, you know, you will be protected from all types of fitna, all the types of fitna, including the fitna, which is the worst fitna, fitna of Dajjal. So, you know, if those that have recited, alhamdulillah, but if we haven't, we still have a long day, try to recite the Quran, the Surah Kahf. We get the reward of sunnat and the protection from the fitnas. And also, Allah Ta'ala says, al-nur, al-light, comes from the sky, and Allah Ta'ala is that light or nur that we can't see. See, it's like a spiritual protection that it protects us from the fitnas. So we should try to make a habit of reciting Surah Kahf every Friday. And in the Surah Kahf, there's many advices. Now, you know, every week we are told to read, and we are advised to read Surah Kahf. There are many verses that are very important. We can take lessons from. Many important lessons. But, you know, after the first kind of incident, so the Surah Kahf is laid out as first Allah Ta'ala gives introduction to the surah, and then he gives a story of the Ashabi Kahf. And at the end of that story, which is near the after few sides, three, four rukus, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this verse. And it's after the first incident, first story of the Surah Kahf, the people of the cave. And the story is mentioned, and after that, Allah mentions this verse. And it's because the environment, Ashabi Kahf, people of the cave, where they slept for 309 years, ran away from the environment to protect their iman, because the iman was being challenged. Even last week, or 2 weeks ago, when I was talking, and I mentioned that we are in this zamana where our iman is being challenged. We are questioning things in Islam just because logically maybe we don't understand, or it does not make sense to us. According to the na'uzubillah, the 21st century, the Islam has become na'uzubillah. Oh no, it's because it doesn't make sense to us. We feel that we have to understand everything. It has to make sense to us. This is a problem. When we start thinking Islamic, Islam, the rules and the ahkam, has to make sense according to our aqal. When we take sharia by aqal, after this, aqal, it's the heart. Firasat of a mu'min, it says the heart. If I say then all the body parts, if your heart is correct, ala inna fil jasadi mudgha, in the jasad, in your jism, there's one part of your body. You know, if this is correct, ala inna fil jasad mudgha wa in saluhat saluhat jasad kullu, if that heart is filled with iman, if that heart is filled with the love of Allah, the love of Rasul, that person will be guided. He will see from the, not the eyes, the physical or the aqal. He will be using his heart, the internal eyes. The internal eyes with basira. He will see with basira. He will understand Islam. He will understand the shariat and ahkam of Islam. But when the heart is, وَإِنْ فَسَدَتْ جَسَدُ كُلُّ, when that heart is corrupt, with the love of the world, with gunas, we have the nafs, we have the three types of nafs, we're going to talk about smil nafsak, the nafs, our desires. Naturally, we have desires, we have shaitan and desires, which we are overcome by the shaitan and the desire. Then we look at haram, we listen to haram, our earning becomes haram. We are living for the world. We are living for the maqsad of the world, to enjoy the world. Then what happens? Our hearts become corrupt. وَإِنْ فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَتْ جَسَدُ كُلُّ. This corruption corrupts all parts of our body. Because the heart, see, when a person looks at the heart, is affected what we do, what we see, the haram things that we see, the haram things that we do, haram things that we say, haram things that we hear. If we are doing opposite, we're doing the good spiritual Quran, zikr, this heart, it is filled with iman, filled with the love of Allah. And then this blood that goes into, it says in the hadith, shaitan flows into your veins, like the bloods flow into your vein. So shaitan goes into the veins. When the heart is filled with iman, the heart pumps that body, the blood around the body, all the body parts will automatically will be following the heart. Your feet and your hands and your aqal will not want to do haram because your heart is filled with iman. Because in hadith it says that this heart is the what we need to. We try to use our aqal. Many of the times we try to use aqal, it's just a tool. We try to use our aqal to understand things. Let's understand this shariat masala. Understand the Quran ayat. Understand this hukam. Why is it halal? Why is haram here? You know, it doesn't make sense. You know, Hazrat Ali, Hazrat Umar, when he says in one of the hadith books that if the iman or if Islam, the religion was according to aqal, then when we wipe our, when we use our leather socks, we're going to make wudu and the khufain that we do masah on, you know, it's against logic. Islam is against logic that we would do masah on the top of it. We're not walking, we're using the bottom part, the heels part, to walk. But we're not told to do masah at the bottom, we're told to do masah on top, which aqlan, logically, it might not make sense. But that is shariat. When you go to hajj, one of the main arkan, one of the most important rukan, is to go at the place of Arafat. There's no specific ibadat there. There's no, you know, apart from the fara'i, the farz salah, there's no specific. Prophet ﷺ spent hours making dua. But we have to go there. You know, you have to, it's a fard, it's a rukun. Without it, your hajj is not accepted, you have to do qadha. Even though Saudi, they have an arrangement, people who are in hospital, people who are unconscious, there's a hospital they've made, so then people who are ill during the time of hajj, at least their hajj and fard can be fulfilled, and they would take them to Arafat just for them to fulfill the hajj rituals and the hajj. Because they know the importance. Now you think the hajj, that's the main part of the hajj? Where tawaf, the ziyarat, the mina, the qurbani. There's so many other ibadats. But arafat, that and tawaf is ziyarat. Two main rukun of hajj. But then aqal logically says you're going there to, you know, it's worship. But it's not about what makes sense to our aqal. Today we try to understand things. This is where we go wrong. We try to understand everything by aqal. Once we do that, then we will think how our aqal thinks. That's na'uzubillah how the Islam should be. That's when we start asking questions on Islam. So when something is to do with aqal, it's all to do, our heart needs to be pure. The heart then, if the desire, heart will overpower our desires. Once it overpowers our desires, our nafsi lawwama, we have three types of nafs. Nafsi ammara, nafsi lawwama, and nafsi mutma'inna. In the nafs al ammaratun bisu, the nafs al ammara, that nafs is inside which wants to do bad. So when the nafs, the desires to do bad, it then uses the aqal to justify it. So we think the aqal is telling us this makes sense. It's actually your nafs that's inspired or trying to use the aqal logic to justify. So it's at the heart. If the heart is corrupt, then the whole body part is corrupt. So that's why in the heart we need to fill with iman. So going back to the verse that verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed in the surah and the surah Kahf. Wasbir nafsak. The first command after the story, after looking after your iman, one way to protect our iman. You know, the Sahabi Kahf, to protect their iman, they went away from the city, the environment, because the iman was being attacked. And to protect it, whether it, you know, they ran away and they went to this cave and they went to sleep for around 309 years. But after the verse of Allah Ta'ala mentions the full story, Allah mentions this verse, وَاسْبِرْ نَفْسَكْ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَلَعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَهُ وَلَا تَعْدُ عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ تُرِيدُ زِينَةَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Many lessons that we can learn from that. وَاسْبِرْ نَفْسَكْ. Keep your nafs content. Keep your nafs. وَاسْبِرْ. The word is used sabr. Amazing word. Sabr is to control or to hold on to your nafs, to stop your nafs. When we think of sabr, we think of sabr as, you know, we have to be patient. We have to be patient because a difficulty has fallen upon us. Let's be patient. So Allah Ta'ala says, make your nafs steadfast and strong with those people. مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّكَ. The company that you are in, very important. The company that we surround ourselves with, we are affected by the company. If we are going to be with the people of the dunya, love of dunya will come inside us. If we are going to be around the people who love wealth, wealth will come inside us. Because remember, if they love wealth, they love dunya, they're going to talk about wealth and dunya, what they love, and we are affected. It's narrated in the hadith, and under the hadith and tafsir in the kathir, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was saying with Salman al-Farsi, Ammar bin Yasir, this poor sahaba, and Salman al-Farsi says in his clothes was ripped up. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a leader of Quraysh, and he's in Medina. So all the sahaba was in Quraysh, he was in Mecca, and all the sahaba, the poor sahaba, according to one narration, Salman al-Farsi is mentioned, so it has to be in Medina, because Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to see him in Medina. According to other narration, other sahaba are mentioned, Ambar bin Yasir, says there were a few sahaba, we were together with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and according to one tafsir, he says that the Quraysh, the leaders of Mecca, came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. From them was Umayyah bin Khalaf. And he said to Ya Rasulullah, this is why we don't sit with you. Because you look at who you're sitting around. Look at the people around you. So Prophet said, who are they? Because Ammar bin Yasir, they are poor sahaba. They have no, na'uzu billah, according to their understanding, they have no value in the society. What value? No, they're not. They're poor people. Why do you sit with these people? We will only sit with you. We will only come to your gathering if you remove yourself from them, poor sahaba, and come and join us. Then we will sit with you. Now, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for da'wah reasons, we sometimes think, you know, let's maybe for a short time remove ourselves. Let's sit with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is when there. So a thought maybe came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If I remove myself from these sahaba for a short time to give these Quraysh, the people, guidance, I'll give them da'wah. But this thought had come to the Prophet ﷺ and these ayats were revealed. And what's the ayah say? Wasbir nafsak, your nafs. You hold and stay with. Ma'alladina, stay with the people who call their Rabb. يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِيِّ. In the morning and in the evening. يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ. Who seek the pleasure of Allah. Stay in with those people. Remember where this is mentioned? This is mentioned in Surah Kahf. This is mentioned after the seven people who went to save their iman. And now Allah, after all of that is mentioned, is saying, stay with the people in the pool. Remember Allah all the time. Because your heart is affected. Your nafs will overpower you. You will sit with the people of dunya, people of the world. You will sit with the people who love these kind of dunya. Then you will become the people of dunya.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة
الصلاة القائمة هذه محمد الوسيلة والفضيلة وبعث المقام محمودا الذي وعدته إنك لا تخلف الميعاد.
Just finishing off that inshallah, one lesson that we can take from today is inshallah in the next coming weeks we will understand more in depth of the verses of وَاتْلُوا عَلَيْهِ وَاسْبِ النَّفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّكَ. Many other lessons that we can derive, take out and understand and follow from this verse, inshallah, we'll do it in the coming weeks. Just today we take one lesson, is the company that we are around, that we surround ourselves with, they will affect us. Ask us this question, let's ask ourselves this question, who am I around with most of the time? Am I around the people who love Allah, who call out Allah, or am I around the people who are distancing themselves from the masjid and the, am I in around the bad environment? So inshallah, if we are around the good people, good environment, you know, who call out to Allah, who stay in the masjid, inshallah, we will be affected. And hopefully this will help us in doing good deeds and fulfilling the commands of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept what has been said. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us ability to be around good people in a good company. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Just a few announcements. One is that inshallah, this Sunday, Sunday the 10th of May, after Asr Salah, we have a bayan on Masjid al-Aqsa, connecting our hearts and souls to the Masjid al-Aqsa. As we know what is happening around Masjid al-Aqsa, and also the Palestinians. So Friends of Al-Aqsa, from Friends of Al-Aqsa, Dr. Ismail Adam Patel, inshallah, will be coming here, delivering a bayan, inshallah, on Sunday, the 10th of May after Asr Salah. So please, 10th of May. Oh, sorry, I'm Afghan now. Please forgive me. 10th of May is already passed, yes. Jazakallah for correcting. 19th May, I think it looks like. Inshallah, 19th of May, which is a Sunday. Yes. 19th of May after Asr Salah, Bayan on Masjid al-Aqsa, from Friends of Al-Aqsa. And the second announcement is, inshallah, we will have Qiraat al-Naat event on the 1st of June, where our local brothers, 16 plus, have the opportunity to recite. And for this, we have requested anyone who would like to read to register via the link on the poster, which is on the notice board. So inshallah, it's not a Naat and a, you know, competition or an event where you have to have a qiraat. It's just an opportunity. We want to create an environment of Quran. So if you would like to, inshallah, have a, you know, to recite on the stage, so please register. You will see the poster whilst we're going out. This is on the 1st of June after Dhuhr Salah, which is in 2 weeks, 1st of June after Dhuhr Salah, 1:30. So inshallah, in 2 weeks, we are going to have this program. If you would like to take part, please register using the link which is on the poster outside. Jazakallah.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله الكريم المنان واسع الكرم والإحسان أصبغ علينا الكثير من النعم وجاد علينا بعظيم المنن فطوبى لمن أطاعه واتقاه وقنع بما آتاه وشكره على ما أعطاه وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله إمام الزاهدين وقدوة القانعين اللهم صلِّ وسلِّم وبارِك على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فأوصيكم عباد الله ونفسي بتقوى الله وطاعته قال سبحانه وتعالى يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا وقال الله عز وجل فبشر عباد الذين يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه أيها المسلمون لقد خلق الله تعالى الإنسان وأكرمه وأعطاه فمنهم الرضي القانئ ومنهم الجشع الطامع قال تعالى فأما الإنسان إذا ما ابتلاه ربه فأكرمه ونعمه فيقول ربي أكرمن وأما إذا ما ابتلاه فقدر عليه رزقه فيقول ربي أهانن وقال تعالى هم يقسمون رحمة ربك نحن قسمنا بينهم معيشتهم في الحياة الدنيا فالقناعة هي الرضا بالموجود وترك الحزن على المفقود ولها ثمرات عظيمة في حياة الإنسان فهي عزة في النفس لا تشترى وسعادة لا تنقطع ومال لا ينفد وحياة هانئة آمنة قال الله تبارك وتعالى من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فلنحيينه حياة طيبة ولنجزينهم أجرهم بأحسن ما كانوا يعملون وقد ذكر المفسرون عن علي بن أبي طالب وابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهم أنهم فسروا الحياة الطيبة بالقناعة ومن رزق القناعة فقد أفلح وكللت مساعيه بالنجاح قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قد أفلح من أسلم ورزق كفافا وقنعه الله بما آتاه ولقد كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قنوعا بما آتاه الله عز وجل يطلب الآخرة ويرجو مرضات ربه ويدعوه قائلا اللهم اجعل رزق آل محمد قوتا عباد الله إن النفس البشرية ميالة للزيادة ومحبة للاستكثار قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لو كان لابن آدم واديان من مال لابتغى واديا ثالثا ويقول الشاعر والنفس راغبة إذا رغبتها وإذا ترد إلى قليل تقنع. أيها المسلمون، ولقد علمنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الطرق والوسائل التي ترشدنا إلى القناعة والرضا، وأساس ذلك أن يوقن الإنسان بأن الرزق والنعمة من الله تعالى. قال سبحانه وتعالى وما بكم من نعمة فمن الله، وقال تعالى إن الله هو الرزاق ذو القوة المتين. بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم، ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم. أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أمتي أبو بكر، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر، وأصدقهم حياء عثمان، وأقضاهم علي، وأفرضهم زيد بن ثابت، وأعلمهم بالحلال والحرام معاذ بن جبل. ولكل أمة أمين، وأمين هذه الأمة أبو عبيدة بن الجراح، وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة، والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة، وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله. اللهم اغفر للعباس وبلده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا. الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم. وخير القرون قرني، ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين. اللهم إنا نسألك عيشة نقية وميتة سوية، ومردنا غير مخزي ولا فاضح. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة في ديننا ودنيانا وأهلنا ومالنا. اللهم استر عوراتنا وآمن روعاتنا. اللهم احفظنا من بين أيدينا ومن خلفنا وعن أيماننا وعن شمائلنا ومن فوقنا، ونعوذ بعظمتك أن نغتال من تحتنا. رضينا بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا، وبمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم نبيا ورسولا. اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معاصيك، ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك، ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا. ومتعنا بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا ما أحييتنا، واجعله الوارث منا، واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا، وانصرنا على من عادانا، وانصرنا على من عادانا، وانصرنا على من عادانا، ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا، ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا، ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا، ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا، ولا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يرحمنا، ولا تؤاخذنا بما فعل السفهاء منا، ولا تسلب نعمتك عنا، وكن معنا حيث كنا. آمين يا رب العالمين، آمين يا رب العالمين، آمين يا رب العالمين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى، وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي، يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله لعلي يذكركم، وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وجل وتم وأكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حين الصلاة حين الصلاة حين الفلاح حين الفلاح فلقامت الصلاة فلقامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
Sufficiency and mukammal falam alam in milk al-kharira. Please complete and straighten the rows, making sure there are no gaps in between. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما
مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم.
الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على محمد وبارك وسلم. ضربنا نفسنا ولم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من عذاب جهنم ونعوذ بك من عذاب القبر ونعوذ بك من فتنة المحيا والممات ونعوذ بك من شر فتنة المسيح الدجال. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم إنا نسألك من الخير كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم ونعوذ بك من الشر كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.